Good morning. Today we conclude the series on the fourth servant song as recorded by the prophet Isaiah in the biblical book that bears his name. The fourth servant song has as its subject the atoning death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah prophesied concerning Jesus' death 700 years before the crucifixion took place. Specifically, the fourth servant song is found in Isaiah chapter 52 verse 13 to Isaiah 53 verse 12. Today we will look again at Isaiah 53 verse 12, which reads, "Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors." Another of the dominant themes that emerge from a reading of verse 12 is the intercessory ministry of Christ. That theme is the subject of the last line of verse 12, which references Jesus when it says that he made intercession for the transgressors. Having sacrificed his body and shed his blood on the cross as an atonement for the sins of the world, Christ is now interceding for transgressors, having been seated at the right hand of his Father. Christ's atoning death is the basis for his present ministry of intercession. His ministry of intercession secures an entrance into heaven for all who by his grace avail themselves of salvation. Christ's intercessory ministry is portrayed in a particularly emphatic way in John chapter 17. The scene is the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus prays for his disciples, but not his disciples alone. He says in verse 20, "I do not pray for these alone," referring to his disciples then, "but also to those who will believe in me through their word." That, my listeners, would include all persons who, subsequent to the ministry of those disciples, became Christians. In other words, that would include all persons who, subsequent to the ministry of those disciples, surrendered their lives to Christ. Christ's intercessory ministry was evident on the cross. There, in the midst of his physical, emotional, and spiritual sufferings, the Lord did not fail to make intercession for sinners. Christ did not fail to make intercession for the very people who put him on the cross. Luke chapter 23, verse 34 records Christ praying, saying, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." Before Peter denied Christ, Jesus had said to him, as recorded in Luke 22, verses 31 to 32, "Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not." Peter, though he denied Christ three times, was before long restored in his relationship with Christ. Peter evidently repented of his sin and was restored by Christ. No doubt the prayer of Christ secured Peter's restoration. In Luke 22, Jesus is assuring us that his intercession for us is always successful. It is not our personal attainment of holiness that guarantees our arrival in heaven, but Christ's successful intercession, advocacy, and mediation of our cause on the merits of his shed blood. God the Father, to whom Christ prays, is bound to positively answer the prayers of his beloved Son. Whatever Christ prays for will indeed be granted by the Father. The Apostle James, in the epistle that bears his name, said in chapter 5 and verse 16, "The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." When it comes to prayer, there is no one more righteous than Christ. There is no one whose prayers avails more than Jesus. Jesus' prayers will certainly be answered by God the Father. The last line of verse 12 states that Jesus, made intercession for the transgressors. A transgressor is one who goes outside the boundaries which God has set. Transgressors are people who deserve God's wrath. I am a transgressor. You are a transgressor. Everyone who has ever been born is a transgressor. We have all sinned. That is, we have all transgressed against the laws of the Lord. And the wages of sins remain death, the Bible teaches. An intercessor is someone who intervenes on the behalf of another. When Adam fell by disobeying God in the Garden of Eden, the consequence of his action was estrangement between mankind and God because of his sin. The need immediately arose for an intercessor, or as it is otherwise described in the Bible, a mediator. An intercessor or mediator is one who acts as a link, a bridge between two parties. The New Testament points out that only someone who is both God and man could fill such a role. And only the Lord Jesus meets that qualification. Jesus is the bridge between God and sinners. Jesus is the link between God and sinners. Jesus was able to function as a mediator because he is himself fully God and fully man. In the language of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 4 through to 6, there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. Christ today is pleading our case before God by presenting the merits of his sinless perfection, his sacrifice, and the merits of his shed blood as payment in full for our sins. Christ is the best advocate a person can have appearing before the throne of God the Father. Christ is the best mediator a person can have appearing before the throne of God the Father. And Christ is the best intercessor a person can have appearing before the throne of God the Father. The author of the book of Hebrews makes it clear that the Lord Jesus never goes on a holiday from praying for us and representing our best interests before the throne of God in heaven. We are told in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25, that Christ is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. Similarly, we read in 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Christ Jesus the righteous." This means that no sin that the Christian commits will ever stop Christ from speaking up on our behalf before the Father. This is not an excuse for the Christian to practice sin, but it is a comfort that in spite of the sins one has committed, Jesus remains faithful to represent our best interests before God the Father. Christ's present ministry of intercession in heaven shows that he is constantly engaged to ensure that every benefit of the merits of his shed blood is applied to his people. These benefits, when applied to us, would no doubt include more mercy, more grace, and more favor. Christ's ministry of intercession should be a comfort for all Christians everywhere. What then are the takeaways from the intercessory ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ? Firstly, in Jesus, Christians have a friend in heaven. This friend speaks on our behalf to God the Father, who controls all the events and circumstances of life. Secondly, Christians can have confidence that constantly the Lord Jesus is praying for us. The truth is sometimes our friends and relatives promise to pray for us. The truth is that oftentimes they falter, but not Jesus. He prays seeking our good every day and every hour. Thirdly, even when as a Christian we have been neglectful in prayer, Christ still prays for you. That is not an excuse for you to continue to be neglectful in prayer, but Christ remains faithful in prayer concerning us, even when we are unfaithful in fervent prayer. Fourthly, as Christians, when severe trials, tribulations, and grief come our way and threaten to overwhelm us to the point where we can't find the words to talk to God, Jesus speaks to the Father on our behalf. Lastly, concerning you, my non-Christian friends, I believe the Lord Jesus is praying that you will surrender your life to Him. I believe the Lord Jesus is praying that you won't delay any longer your need to have your sins forgiven and your need to surrender your life to Him. I believe Christ is pleading for grace and mercy to be extended to you, my non-Christian friend. Don't take His grace and mercy for granted. Today is a good day to turn over your life to Christ. Thank you for tuning in these past 17 weeks as we explore the fourth servant song. May Christ continue to bless you greatly.